There have been some reports in the media that the recent acid assault victim from Vancouver, Bethany Storo, is now being accused of possibly throwing acid in her own face, if you can believe that, and reporting that it had been that she had been attacked by an unknown black female. What many would ask, according to Clint Van Zandt's recent article on Newsvine, is what could someone be? You know, it says here, could have provided the needed emotional and psychological resolve to allow a young woman to throw acid in her own face. How goofy can someone be to do something like that? All we have to do is think of Susan Smith in 1994 and how she was claiming that the offender was someone from another racial group. A number of news outlets and other bloggers, Clint says, have apparently suggested that Storo made up the entire event for reasons known only to her. The naysayers cite the following to support otherwise unsupported speculations. Do people actually make up their own crimes, their own things that happen to them? Yeah, sure, it happens. Whether they're trying to get attention, whether they just have psychological problems, who knows? Regardless, it's still a crime that needs to be investigated, and if someone is that desperate that they would throw acid into their own face, they need more than the help of a good psychologist or a good psychiatrist. They need many, many years of treatment. People making up reports happens all the time. Why they do it, I have no idea. But there's stories that we'll keep on telling, and the media has to be very sure. And verify, 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 as Ronald Reagan used to say, before you start to report what you think are the facts. Because only a good investigative reporter and a good investigation will be able to tell exactly what happened to the best of the ability of the reporter. So who knows? Did she throw acid in her own face? I guess we'll see. I'm Dana Pritzer. That's today's commentary.